Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I wonder if I'm on. Hold on a second, I might have to call in because it says I'm not on. Hello, how you be? Seems like we got disconnected, and for some reason, although I selected 30 minutes, it's telling me there's only 15 minutes in the clock. Huh, interesting. Well, I'm so glad you are able to join me. This show might be only 15 minutes for today. There's something wrong with the system, or maybe my setup was only for 15 minutes. But so let's talk about money. A lot of people are talking about money, 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 money. They want it. They need it, and their belief is that they have to work hard for it. So if you were to look at the definition of want in the dictionary before 1946, you will find that the definition of want is lack. So whenever you say, I want money, I want money, I want money, what you're reinforcing really is, I lack money, I lack money, I lack money. Saying that you don't have it. When you make something a need, then you make sure you don't have it because you need that. So everywhere that you have determined and decided that you need money, will you let that go now? Destroy them, create it all, and take them down. Ryan Rumpin about Bottom Talk Online Shorts for Symbionts. Ooh, guys, that has a lot of charge. So everywhere that you have determined that you want or you need money to come into your life, will you destroy and create that time to a billion? Ryan Rumpin about Bottom Talk Online Shorts for Symbionts. Now, the other thing is, look around you. Everything that you're willing and open to receive, you already have it. Okay, look around you, look around your home, look around your relationships, and you're going to see what you are willing to receive right now. One thing I always ask my clients is, how much are you, I'm going to ask you a question, okay, and I don't want you to think. If you're thinking, you're thinking. I want you to tell me the number that comes up in your head. Okay? So, how much money are you allowed to make this lifetime? An amount came up in your head. That is how much money you're allowed to make in this lifetime. I had a client. She is 25 years old. And I had a session with her, my first session with her ever. And that is the question, because she came to me saying that she couldn't find jobs, she couldn't hold jobs, and she was lacking money. So I asked her, how much are you allowed to make in this lifetime? The number that came up in her head was $96,000. And she was 25, don't forget. So she had already made $96,000 this lifetime. So she could not more money. She could only scrape by to live because she had already met her quota. So whatever number came up for you, it's what you're allowed to make. Now, if you're also in the low numbers, in less than 10 million, because let's face it, in this lifetime, in your lifetime, you're not going to be making less than, if you want to be, depending on the lifestyle you want to have, it could be for your lifetime, it could be $1 million, could be more, okay? But if your lifetime ability to receive money is low, you could be doing everything and you won't be able to do that. You have to shift that. So everywhere that you have determined whatever amount it is that you are allowed to make in this lifetime, are you willing to destroy and create that time to go through? Ryan Rumpin about Bottom Talk Online Shorts for Symbionts. Whoa. Okay. So remember, ask yourself when you least expect it so that your subconscious responds for you. How much money are you allowed to make this lifetime? And a number will come up. And every time that that comes up, just say, I now destroy and create that. Hot and talk. POD, POC. I now destroy and create that. Pot and puck. And every time you go and then you ask again, and you should be going up and up and up and up. And then you could also ask, what would it take for me to make billions of dollars? And to have the ability to make billions of dollars. Okay, or 10 million or 20 million, whatever it is that you want to set your mark at. But see, that's the thing. When we set a mark, sometimes from other lifetimes, a friend of mine was clearing, we were doing some access clearing, and he was saying that he wanted to make 100 million rubles. He's in India. And it doesn't matter how much 100 million rubles is now. What matters is he's only going to be allowed to make that much money in whatever other lifetimes he comes back. And if the ruble goes down, and it becomes $10,000, that's what's going to be his limit. And if he's not aware, that he's going to struggle and struggle and struggle, and that will be it. And then when I ask the question, what do you enjoy about scraping by? Is it a fun activity for you? His answer was, yeah. There was so much charge to that answer that he was a yes. So we make scraping by financially a sport, if you will. We make it a game that it's fun for us to show how powerful we are, that we can create money at the last minute to cover our expenses, our bills. Because we never do anything that is not of value. Remember that? We always, everything that we do, whether you believe it or not, whether it's painful or not, we only do it because we find it to be of value to us. We perceive that the pain, if it's painful, we perceive that the pain that it is, it's not as painful as what the other choice would be. Many times we are wrong, but that is the belief. If that's your belief, you will stick to it. And even if it's painful, and you will not open yourself up to make any choice. So everywhere that you have decided and not have ease with money and not be open to receiving it, will you destroy and uncreate that thanks to the feeling? Brian Ron Gutenbach, Parampak Online, Shrewsbury and Beyond. And everywhere that you have decided that you will work hard for your money, and if you don't work hard for your money, then money doesn't come. Everywhere that you have concluded, will you destroy and create that time to the feeling? Ryan Ron Gutenbach, Parampak Online, Shrewsbury and Beyond. And everywhere that you have the belief to you, brought to you from your parents, from parents, or grandparents, whatever, that to have money is to be evil, is the root of all evil. Will you let that go now? Will you destroy and create it all time to the film? Ryan Ron Gutenbach, Parampak Online, Shrewsbury and Beyond. Well, guys, that you guys got to listen to this 15 minutes. And there's a lot of charge coming out of that. So everywhere that you have decided, all the beliefs that you have that money corrupts, and money corrupts, and everybody who has money is a bad person, will you destroy and create that time to the feeling? Ryan Ron Gutenbach, Parampak Online, Shrewsbury and Beyond. So remember, everything that you have in your life, your finances, your relationship, it's all that you're open to receiving right now. You can make a new choice anytime you're ready. We make new choices all the time. We just don't realize it. And a lot of times we are too comfortable where we are because we know that. And we don't want to expand our comfort zone. So we stay in that choice forever. Whenever you're in that position, ask, how does it get any better than this? Just ask. Or ask, what will it take to make this work? If you're going into a new venture and you don't know what to do, just ask, what will it take for this to work for me? What will it take for this to make me money? Ask. Don't expect an answer. It's not about getting answers. It's about asking the question and allowing the energy to start unraveling. And then you're going to get hit. You're going to get energetic hit that eventually you're going to be like, oh, I need to go somewhere. I need to contact so-and-so. I need to do this now. And then that is your subconscious telling you, this is what you got to do to make it change. This is what you got to do to make this work. Pay attention to, be aware, and remember, everything around you is what you're creating, what you're ready to receive. What would it take you to create the life you desire, to create the future you desire? How does it get any better than this? It can always get better. It can definitely always, always, always get better. So, my friends, what would it take for you, all the money in the world, yet never enough? And everything that is will be shown and created. Welcome to the film. Ryan Ron, good and bad, and pack on my shirts, we can be on. Remember, if a lot of people are not able to listen to hear what I'm saying, they cannot make sense. If that is the case for you, when you listen to this episode, you have to listen again, because if you're not able to listen, then it's that you are so blocked in that respect that as you listen, the more you listen, the more the energy will unravel. Who are not able to listen when I talk about money, when I talk about receiving money, and we talk about how comfortable you are with everything that is around you, and it's now the time to change. Will you now destroy and create a sense of the feeling? Ryan Ron Grimbaugh, Parampakum, and Shorts, and beyond. One more time. How much money are you allowed to make in this lifetime? Get the number now. There you go. And everything that is, are you willing to increase it? Destroy and create. Ryan Ron Grimbaugh, Parampakum, and Shorts, and beyond. If you're not getting a number in your head, do the muscle test. Remember I talk about that, doing muscle tests when we talk about the body and paying attention to your body? Do the muscle test and say, am I allowed to make more than X dollars? Am I allowed to make more than X dollars? And let your body answer. You're talking to your subconscious there. Now, if you also want to learn how to create a better future, a future that you do desire, check out the episode description. I have a YouTube there that will give you some hints and assist you in creating personal power, unlocking your inspirational enthusiasm for life, developing your personal gifts, getting rid of past anxiety. How does it get any better than this? Thank you. Oh, that sucks.